39.5. What's up? Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Mel.
Mel, how you doing? What's up, boy?
What's up, Mel?
Man, you know, you take a woman out, you have a great time with her, you think she'd have the decency to give you a phone call. And she's not even picking up my call, man. So I wanted to know if maybe you guys could give her a shout-out and find out what's up with the second date update.
Okay.
All right. You seem kind of corporate, Mel.
Seems like he knows what he wants.
I'm telling you, man.
Seems so, Mel, tell us about the date, bro. I mean, where'd y'all go? This job.
Man, we went rock climbing, man, you know, and okay. Hey, I'm not the world's greatest rock climber, but hey, I know how to have a good time, and we had fun.
What's her name?
Tika.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get on the line with Tika. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, try to figure out what it is. You know, we are the number one wingman in the city.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, my sweet. Tika, please.
This is she.
Hey, good morning, Tika. This is John Jock. Shout out to Mo Quick.
Hi.
With the streets more to take over. You got a second? Okay, so we do this segment called Second Date Update. Basically, someone took you on a date, and they're trying to figure out why they didn't get a second date or haven't heard from you. I think you went on a date with a gentleman by the name of Mel. Are you familiar?
Yes, I went on a date with him the other day.
Okay, can you give us a brief description of, you know, how the date went?
It was really fun. Actually, that was my first time going rock climbing, so it was cool.
Okay.
So I just want to know, how come you haven't called him if it was cool and everything?
I mean, I'm really big on hygiene, and it's just something that I wasn't feeling pertaining to him.
Uh-oh. His breath was smelling bad or something?
It wasn't even that.
Uh-oh. What was it then? Talk to
just
me.
Just tell us, girl. We ain't going to tell nobody.
He actually had a cold sore on his lips.
Ooh. Oh, Lord. Okay, ooh. Well, I sort of lied. We got Mel on the line. Mel, baby, why you didn't maybe clear that up before you went on a date?
What's up with that bump?
Hey, man, look. I don't know what she talking about, man. I ain't had no cold sore. See, I'm in the fitness.
So what was it?
I'm in the fitness. I went to one of those MMA gyms, and I got kicked in my lip.
Good one, Mel.
Okay.
He tried.
No, I believe it.
He did.
Wait. What did describe it for us, Tika?
There you go.
It was kind of big. It was red, and it was just glossy. It was a cold sore. I'm pretty sure it was.
Did it look like a bump or a gash?
Man, wasn't no cold sore.
It was like a gash.
So usually when somebody get a blister on their lip, it lasts for about a week, maybe two if you got a bad one. It's been a few days. Is it still there, Mel?
Yeah, man. That dude kicked me hard, man. I ain't going front, man.
Wait a minute. Well, you did hear me. You did, Mel, you did hear me say it was a cold sore, and I asked if it's still there. You said, yeah, you heard that, right?
Oh. Hey, man, look, man. Don't
you be tricky.
Yeah, man. I don't know what you're doing, man. This is not right. Look, I called up here because I really like this chick.
He said we're not on his side
hey,
no
you
more.
Know cold sore really herpes.
Okay, look. If you can send her a picture of whatever is on your lip and let her take it to somebody, and if you then feel, baby, Tika, that it is not a cold sore, would you take him back for one more date?
I would not, because I don't understand why he took me out in the first place with that on his lip.
No, man. You got nowhere to roll him, man. Hold him.
Hey, look.
We gave you a chance. I'm sorry. She ain't feeling you. Ain't nothing else we could do for you. If you, too, have a second date you want updated, call us at 404-352-0945. Or if you just want to speak on their situation, because we know y'all messy, Atlanta, call us 404-352-0945. Mel, any last words, brother?
Man, whatever.